Chapter 15, Returning Home.
Zifeng walked up to Raven, who was leaning against the low wall of the deck.
So that's it, huh? Your territory?
Zifeng asked.
Yeah,
Raven replied without moving her gaze from the land on the horizon.
Excited to be back home?
Zifeng watched Raven's ears flatten.
Don't get all upset yet. You're still with us until we dock.
I am excited to see my home and family, but I'm really going to miss you guys,
Raven said in a low voice.
Don't get all emotional. If you do, then I will, and nobody wants to see that.
Zifeng smiled as Raven chuckled at her comment.
It's so weird. I didn't expect to feel like this when I returned home.
You should make sure you have all your stuff together,
Zifeng suggested. Raven turned and headed inside the ship, leaving Zifeng to keep staring out at the ocean. After a moment, the captain brushed at her eyes. When it came time to dock, Lucan and Paigu were already crying as they hugged Raven.
Don't be upset, guys,
Raven soothed.
You can always come back here and visit.
I wish you didn't have to leave,
Paigu said.
I know, but I have duties to take care of as a princess. Traveling with you was a lot of fun, though,
Raven replied. Maps came to hug her next.
Don't let yourself get kidnapped by any more pirates or pirate hunters,
he said.
I'll try,
she said before backing away and facing Cook, who said nothing as he wrapped her in his massive arms. Yang was next.
Thanks for all your help.
The fox tightly hugged Raven. Raven had already said goodbye to Xing when the Storm Phoenix had left, after regaining enough energy to fly back to her island.
Come on, kid,
Zifeng said.
I'm sure your family is tired of waiting for you to get back.
Raven nodded and walked with Zifeng off the ship. As soon as Raven saw her mother and father standing at the bottom of the temple steps, she ran up to them. Zifeng smiled as Raven's parents hugged their daughter.
I'm so glad you're safe, Serena said. Next time, try to send letters to us sooner, okay?
She glanced to Zifeng, who had hung back from the reunion, and approached her.
So you're the one who kidnapped my daughter, sailed her around unknown territories, and put her in danger several times.
Zifeng lowered her ears and gaze, understanding why Raven's mother would be upset at her.
Raven has dreamed about going on an adventure like that for a long time,
Serena said in a calm voice. Zifeng looked up and was surprised to see that she was smiling at her.
Words aren't enough, so I'd like to give you this reward for looking after her and bringing her home.